General and the Secretary of Education, who have an obligation to enforce civil rights laws to include the protection of religious liberty on campuses, why they aren't taking action to stop these nascent pogroms, in addition to doing things like finding out where the funding is coming from and who's generating them. Again, they don't look just spontaneous to me when they're sitting out there in $500 camping tents.
That's Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas. Let's find out where this money is coming from. Is it George Soros-backed, Mark Zuckerberg, or others? Mark Zuckerberg kicked in, what, $400 million into trying to alter previous elections. No reason why he might not try and do it again. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aviators are in California, where they lost Game 1 of a six-game series against the Rivercats. With Monday night's win over the Dallas Stars, the Vegas Golden Knights wrestled away home ice advantage in Round 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 2 is tonight in Texas. It'll be shown on local cable, Scripps Channel 34, as well as ESPN. A VGK win tonight would put the Stars in a deep hole as the series shifts back to Las Vegas for Game 3 on Saturday at T-Mobile Arena. Another local football player is heading to the NFL. Former Bishop Gorman wide receiver Rome Odunze played for the Gales before moving on to the University of Washington. The 21-year-old Odunze is expected to be a first-round pick, possibly top 10 in tomorrow's NFL draft.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on time traffic.
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Still clearing up an accident near the Southern Beltway interchange on westbound 215 before I-15. So if you're coming out of Henderson, approaching the I-15 interchange, watch for that off to the right side, 215 westbound before 15. A couple of east side intersections being cleared of injury accidents. Got a big backup near Flamingo and Nellis because of an earlier injury wreck there. And a new one on East Desert Inn at Mojave. Have the construction-related closure at the Southern Beltway interchange still. That ramp from 215 to get onto 15 northbound is still closed down through tomorrow. Sunny and clear today, slightly cooler temperatures, topping out in the mid-80s. Today it's 66 right now. We'll have wind gusts around 25 miles per hour throughout the valley today. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I like to dream it.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I was so geeked on Monday. Monday night was just, I was so incredibly impressed by the Vegas Golden Knights and their win over the Dallas Stars. It was an inspiring performance that we saw. I think it had a lot to do with Mark Stone. Let's check in with Mark Thomas at the sports desk. And it looked like a different team, at least from my perspective, in game one in Dallas.
I certainly wouldn't argue the return of Mark Stone is not only inspiring, but, you know, he's a great player. In fact, he scored, 87 seconds into the game, something like that, got their first goal. But where they've really excelled lately is on the power play. Since Tomas Hertl has joined the club, you know, he joined it and then he was injured for a bit, but since he's joined, the Golden Knights power play is almost 53%, which is ridiculously high. You don't score on half the power plays. And in fact, up until that point, the Knights were averaging about just a tick under 19% on the power play. So that's been the key. They scored, in fact, Monday, had two of their four goals were on the power play.
Let me ask you, as far as the goaltending situation, I think Logan Thompson has done really well. Will they go to a rotation? Will we see another goaltender tonight, or will we see Logan Thompson?
Well, I think we're going to see Logan Thompson, and of course they want to be flexible because he's subject to having an off night. He certainly had an off moment in the third period of Monday's win where he gave up a very, forgettable goal. I think he's earned the spot as the starter. He looked good otherwise on Monday, and certainly leading up to the end of the end of the regular season, Logan Thompson was looking good, and Aiden Hill was just it looked like he was a little, I don't know, he was exhausted and just wasn't sharp against the Ducks, especially in the finale of the regular season. So would they platoon the two? Absolutely, yeah. Logan Thompson gives up goals like that. Like that one mishap on Monday, I'm sure, yeah, they'd bring him in. This is do or die.
So another game tonight. Mm-hmm. This is game two.
Yes, sir.
And then back at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday. Am I right?
You are right. 6:30 face-off tonight. That is on Scripps Channel 34 for those of us with local cable and ESPN as well. Saturday at the Fortress, 7:30, kind of a late face-off. And then Monday will be game four. So a win tonight really puts the Stars behind the eight ball. They'd be down 2-0, and they're heading back to Las Vegas.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Mark, thanks, man. We'll keep checking in with you as we progress. We need, another 15 wins to win the Cup. I'm geeked. I'm ready to go. Mark, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.
There you have it. Mark Thomas at the sports desk joining us. Game two tonight. 6:30. It's going to be big. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to be watching. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The Trump trial is underway. The chaos, the insanity, it's not getting any better. We'll break down the latest on that trial as we come up on the halfway point of the week.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. We know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. And you can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. Can we talk about one particular recent post that members have really been responding to? In fact, at last count, nearly 200 responses. What was it?
The question was, name one thing that you have done that you don't think anyone else on this page has done. And it was so remarkable, the comments that came, because I think everybody has something in their life that has happened to them or that they've seen or that is so special, a memory that they will always have with them. And a lot of these went back to old Las Vegas things. So a lot of people posted things that got a lot of responses because it was old Las Vegas vintage stuff. So being kissed by Elvis, she said she didn't wash her face for 5 days. There was a really famous lounge group in town called the Checkmates. And one woman had taught Sweet Louie of the Checkmates how to dance to Wooly Bully, old song. Did the Rock and Roll Half Marathon dressed as bride. There were four of them. That was recently. Someone, if you remember the Rathskeller on Paradise Road, there was someone that won the beer chugging contest from there. Someone danced the twist on stage at Caesar's Palace with Chubby Checker.
Each of those sounds so unique. Were there any duplicate experiences?
Yes, and that is a great question because it happened to me. I wrote that I had hiked the Great Wall of China, and then someone chimed in and said, sorry, I did it too. So we both had to come up with something else.
Well, you can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com, and on social media, you're invited to join the...
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Over the past 25 years, thousands of Las Vegans hired me as their injury lawyer. You know, when you hire me, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. It's the Paul Powell promise, and I put it in writing. That means my clients get back hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year, from my pocket to yours. What other lawyer does that? You already know that answer. No one.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local, everything you need to know to start your day by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and all the good men and women who get stuff from point A to point B all across our state. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mark Warner is a senator from Virginia, and he is also the chairman of the Senate Intel Committee, the intelligence community. And yesterday went on Fox News, which I think is kind of cool when you see Democrats going on Fox News. But Mark Warner did so to set the record straight on TikTok. The vote, obviously, last night, they voted for Israel, for Ukraine, TikTok, but it's not necessarily a ban on TikTok. Let's go to the audio soundbite cut four. Mark Warner on Fox.
You mentioned TikTok, and it's a part of this bill. It is a divestiture from the company tied to China, ByteDance. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say? It's not a ban.
Absolutely. It is not a ban. It is saying that a enterprise that literally potentially collects 170 million Americans' data and has the potential to influence what you see in a way of foreign interference, I believe is a national security threat. And candidly, it was then President Trump in 2019 who first raised this issue. He was right then. I'm not sure he seems to have changed.
Well, he does have seemed to have changed. He just sent out a message the other day saying, just so everyone knows, especially the young people, crooked Joe Biden is responsible for banning TikTok. He's the one pushing it to close and doing it to help his friends over at Facebook become richer and more dominant.
Brett, you know, you don't hear me often saying Donald Trump was right. He was right in 2019 to raise the national security concerns. Nothing has changed in terms of the Chinese Communist Party's ability to influence this very popular social media platform. I believe it is not a ban. It will be a divestiture. We could have an American company own it. We could have a French company, a British company, a Brazilian
just
company.
Just not the CCP.
It's not the CCP. And the fact that, and look at the House, over 80% of the House voted for this divestiture.
But knowing what you know, it is a serious threat. When I tell my kids, really, it is.
It is a serious threat. And matter of fact, virtually every industrial country in the world has banned at least its government use. And most major news organizations have said to their journalists, don't get on TikTok because chances are the Chinese Communist Party and their agents may be surveilling you. That is a national security threat.
So after, as we expect, President Biden to sign this mm-hmm. into law, how long do you think that process takes?
Well, one of the things that were changed from the House version was to give this divestiture up to a year. This is a complex deal. I mean, it's a very valuable piece of property. And literally about 40% of the investors are Americans. I hope they will roll over to some new controlling entity. And it could actually be those Americans who are already invested in TikTok.
You know, I love having the Intel Committee folks, especially the chairman, on. And you've come on a lot. And I always end with, what's keeping you up at night?
Well, one of the things that's kept me up at night for a long time is whether the United States was going to step up and do the right thing and stand by Ukraine in terms of pushing back against Vladimir Putin. I think that I'm going to rest a little easier. But I worry now, 6 months out from a national election, that we could see a level of foreign interference in our election. We've got enough disagreements amongst Americans. But because people know interference in our foreign elections is cheap by foreign adversaries, unfortunately, a lot of Americans believe conspiracy theories. And as we've talked before on this show, with artificial intelligence tools now, they can bring about the level of deep fake at a scale and speed that's been unprecedented. So I hope at the end of the day, with all our divisions, we can make sure that this election is decided by Americans and not by foreign influence. And that's one of the things that keeps me up.
Mark Warner, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, on Fox yesterday. I'll simply tell you, TikTok scares me. But have you noticed how many ads you've seen on TV? Warm, fuzzy, you know, I bought this senior citizen a really nice scooter or something like that. I've seen so many of these ads, and they're wonderful. They're beautiful. But it doesn't, you know, but it's controlled by the Chinese leadership in Beijing. That's just bizarre. I want to switch gears a little bit and get back to the Trump trial. They're off today. Wednesday is a dark day during the trial. They'll be back at it tomorrow. Judge Jeanine Pirro, this is cut three. Was under the weather yesterday, but still really aired it out. She was fired up about the Trump trial. Listen to this.
An NDA is not illegal. Businessmen do it all the time. Catch and kill in terms of stories is not illegal. And in fact, David Pecker testified today that it was something that he and Donald had done frequently. What does that tell you, and why is that important? What it tells you is that they have engaged in this in the past, not because Donald Trump was running for president, but because Donald Trump had a family, he had a business, he had children. You put the Trump name on a building, and then it would go all the way up in terms of the evaluation of the building. So this is not money that was a campaign contribution. It was his own money, for starters, but it's money that is used to protect the Trump name. And unless you can prove to the opposite, beyond a reasonable doubt, to 12 people, stop talking, all right? And the gag order is unconstitutional. You cannot gag one party, especially a defendant who is running for president, yeah, on a sham case where the misdemeanors are expired and the local DA is putting on the jacket of the federal prosecutor saying, I'm going to save us from the statute of limitations by making believe I'm a federal prosecutor. You cannot gag that person and allow Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, and the whole lot of them to say Donald Trump's no good, he's a liar. I mean, it just isn't fair. And it shows how inappropriate Judge Merchan is as it relates to Donald Trump's and his rights. If this court wants people to believe that there is fairness in this trial, then what the court has to do, you either gag everybody or you don't gag anyone. And last point I want to make is the feds for decades have not allowed anyone to identify anyone running for office in the 6 months before a campaign to be identified as a target, as a defendant, or bring charges. That is a period of time where the feds zip it up. They're not only not zipping it up, they're trying this man on an unfair, expired misdemeanor that is totally legitimate based upon everything we've heard.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, a little bit under the weather yesterday, but she was, man, was she fired up or what? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As a mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Are your taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds, because it's time for Smokin' Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixes. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow-smoked meats from Smokin' Pig and enjoying the good old days. We talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixes, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that our famous appetizer for snacking with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smokin' Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together, and that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard, or call 725-777-3988. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walks down the street with the people way down low.
This hour, we're going to give the last word to Karl Rove, one of the smartest political guys out there. He was on Fox yesterday talking about Donald Trump and how he is playing the New York City protest just about right. This is cut to Karl Rove yesterday on Fox.
Karl, earlier today, outside of court, former President Trump had some comments that on this anti-Israel protests that are happening all over these college campuses. Let's take a listen. I want to get your thoughts.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess.
Carl, he doesn't know who he's backing because it feels like he wants to back both.
Yeah, no, President Biden's statement yesterday was mystifying. If this is a moment where we needed moral clarity, where was the president of the United States? I thought it was very smart of the former president to go into the courtroom today, not talking about the case that he is in court about, but instead talking about the big issues that Americans are thinking and talking about as they see it played out on their television. And this is a point at which we ought to, as a country, say we will not accept anti-Semitism on our great institutions of higher education. And the idea that you could go onto a college campus and break the rules and set up these encampments and protest the acts of Israel and engage in anti-Semitic behavior towards Jewish students is unacceptable on our campuses. And the police have every right to come in and remove you. And the students have every likelihood of being suspended from school if they continue to engage in this kind of activity. No, we need moral clarity. We don't need, on the one hand, this, and on the other hand, that, as President Biden gave us yesterday.
What we are getting is President Biden talking out of both sides of his mouth. There are good people on both sides of this issue. I'm just going to tell you what's going on now, occupying buildings in colleges, not just in New York City. This is going on all over the country now. Rice University, MIT, all kinds of places. And if it's in Berkeley, it's going to be here. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We'll check in with Wiz Ruzard, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Biden is waging war on the gas-powered automobile. Wow. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and